to buy a top-floor flat in a mansion block called Wellington Court in Belsize Park, not far from Primrose Hill. Airy and bright, with high ceilings and a large bay window in the sitting room, it has three bedrooms and a small roof terrace accessible from the kitchen window, where Emma and I sometimes watch the sun setting over London, while sitting on deck chairs like passengers on an ocean liner. Emma is 12. I left her sleeping at the flat with an alarm set for school. No longer my little girl. She's on the cusp of womanhood, with green-grey eyes, curly hair, and skin so pale it looks almost powdered, like a kabuki dancer. In January, she started at Northbridge House, an independent day school in North London, with the sort of fees to make my eyes water. The scholarship came as a bonus and a surprise. My eldest, Charlie, is in her second year at Oxford, studying behavioural psychology. Parents are normally proud when children follow in their footsteps, but I take no pleasure in Charlie wanting to be a forensic psychologist, because I know where her fascination lies and how it started. She wants to understand why some people commit terrible acts and fantasize about even worse crimes, the psychopaths and sociopaths who haunt her nightmares. Continuing down the hill, I cross the canal into Regent's Park.